This your boy Big Hots, VOCSOB, rocking with my nigga, Moowappy, BJ, in the building. Good morning, for the city, Carolina. Let's run it up. Go get it. Bless, be happy, everybody. Nothing but love.
Gotta get this money today and just ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
I can't fuck you bitches today.
Crazy.
I'm finna ease on down the road.
You're so lame.
I still keep that fire on me while I'm easing down the road.
Ease on down.
All I wanna do is get paid and just ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
Move out my way. I'm trying to get paid. I ain't got time for sleep. I ain't got time to play. Trying to get this money while it's coming my way. Have you ever been broke with nowhere to stay? Everybody eating good, nothing on your plate. Sitting in the corner eating bread or eating steak. Fuck that. Nigga, I'm trying to get these stacks so I can chill on the beach and just relax. Have a couple of drinks with some weed to match. Have a fine ass bitch pulling on them tracks. I ain't never had shit, I'm just trying to come up. And when I make it where I'm going, I bet I won't fuck up. I gotta get this money today and just ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
I can't fuck you bitches today. I'm finna ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
I still keep that fire on me while I'm easing down the road.
Ease on down.
All I wanna do is get paid and just ease on down the road.
Ease on down.
Ease on down.
You're so
lazy. Ease on down. Ease on down.
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Good morning to you, baby.
Teeth.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, damn, we're calling at the right time.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get my teeth whitened. Which way you going, big dog?
I'm going to Crook down, my dude.
Oh, shit. My boy said, he in love.
I'm in love with the Coco. Early before that, stay tight.
Ass
tap.
Oh my God, why you fucking me like this?
Ass tap.
Oh my God, why you fucking
me like this? She said that shit the other day? God ass. Yesterday, God ass. Man ass gonna sleep. I was like, hey, look, I got a great go.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you think females had the same conversation to their homegirl? Like, yeah, I fucked his ass to sleep.
Yeah, I'm sure, bro. I'm sure they do that shit, bro.
Yeah, like, y'all fucked his ass to sleep. That nigga was out like a baby. Anyway.
I'm sure they do that, bro. I'm sure.
I try to do nothing that a woman know that I'm going to do when I thought nut. Like, you know what I mean? That nigga go to sleep? Yeah, I'm going to fuck him real quick.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. How we talk about talk shit to our man, like, yo, man, squirm when I was giving them the head. Females do shit like that. They do the same shit except it's just different because it's female.
Yeah. They learn a lot of pop that. You like, what? That shit sound aggressive once you listen to them say it, though.
Yeah. Fuck the shit with that nigga.
Like,
damn, bitch.
I thought I was like that cow driving your ass.
Last time I remember, yeah, I was even
good. He didn't even do no work.
It was later. I was doing the ground and the pounding.
I felt like I was in this bitch working out on goddamn both legs or some shit.
Word.
That shit be happy. Tired. They be like, can we go another round, bitch? Be honest with you, physically I could bust another nut, but physically, nigga, I'm sleepy. God. I've been back there pumping and holding.
Y'all can keep going. We got it out there. Let me get about 10 minutes.
Like, it's kind of hard to work out and get another nut at the same time. Like, It's not like you sitting back here, goddamn, doing all this work, and then you busting up. You sit there, just take it.
Word. Keep going. We busting up. We gotta relax for
it. We giving it, so shit like.
Especially if we ain't got no goddamn, you feel what I'm saying? And that's a national stamina? Shit.
Even if it was natural strength, you still gonna be tired. You just gonna be strong enough to go again. It's like working out. Like,
you gotta get that second win.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for them, it's no win. It's like they ain't back up. Like, we got to hold that in.
Yeah,
let alone leg, whatever, tightening up around that. Then you gotta goddamn mentally not think about you coming.
Word, because you're not.
You might just go ahead and come just to go ahead and go to sleep. And then after that, we have the release. And the release is the most because it released the muscle tension, the mental tension, and the ball tension. So now, I'm literally just went blank for 5 seconds. She gonna go, is you finished?
Oh, nah. This one, my girl,
man, I could definitely do that. It's kind of up to you, but my thing is, how do you want to do it? Because the guy that I had that's currently doing it, he comes every other day, and I had my landscaper was doing it, and then my sales rep worked up this deal where he's gonna give us the material, and I talked to him yesterday. It ain't really working out that great for him. So
when I say material, what you mean?
Like cardboard. He was giving him leads on cardboard, and it was kind of like a trade.
So if I was, let's say something. So for company, because I be having a lot of companies be having this shit.
Cardboard or pallets?
Cardboard.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So as I move around, wherever the case is, now I have somewhere to, you know what I'm saying, bring it, because that's a part of my cleaning setup.
Okay.
And the company be having, I ain't know what to do with them, you know what I'm saying?
How much do they have, though?
They be companies.
So like a big roll-off?
I'm talking about like... all that shit, if you don't like pallets.
Yeah. Cardboard is on pallets.
Yeah. Like, let's say, when you say cardboard, right, what you saying, like a truck, dump truck with them all loose?
Yeah. And then we get some to come in bail. All
right, so when you, all right, so when I see them in bales, right?
Yeah.
You still want that?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they bail and they just leave it and you take it?
Basically, they bail it and they have it sitting in the back of their warehouse.
Okay.
You don't have nowhere to go. We talking about cardboard like...
Come on, let me show you right quick. Because if that's the case, then I'm going to give you his number. You and him can work something out. I don't deal with that part of it. I just deal with, he bring me the material. You see like them bales right there?
Yeah.
So that came in loose and we don't have none. We actually caught up. But you see like right there? Yeah, that loose stuff, what happens? Front end load trucks will come dump, or they'll have an open top, a roll off. 30 yard about this high, and they'll put cardboard in it and they'll bring it here. So if that's the case, if you got leads like that, and I'm gonna tell you this off the record, you can act as a broker. You got to give them all your stuff and we'll pay you for it, and then that could be, once again, it could be a trade for the pallets.
Right.
So but it's just gonna depend on how much you can get, because I think
you obviously, if I'm not mistaken, like my pallets are gonna stay here.
So do me this. Take the month of June. When you go around, ask your customers, and then if they do that, then I can give you the sales rep number, and we can go that way. And that way you can basically act as a middleman, right? If you bring it here, or if you go and set up where we can get the contract, and then we pay them, we can do the same thing with those pallets.
Yeah, I'll go pick them up. If I just, like, if I bought y'all a contract, like, they ready to...
Yeah, so, like, it would be... And that's where it depends on how much it is. So, like, we like to do big tonnage, like 20, 30 tons or more a month. But what we can do is, let's just say... And I'm just going to use them. Let's just say Sanderson Farm. All right, they want a roll-off there. So we can put a roll-off there. We'll charge you for the roll-off. We'll charge you for the service. But we'll pay you for the material. Sometimes it's a wash. Sometimes, and it depends on the market. Sometimes it's a wash, and sometimes you make money. Right now, the market has sucked the last year. It is slowly inching up every month. We've got $5, $10, each month. So it's slowly inching up. And I've been here 2 years. When I started in April of 2021, the market was jumping across the board. Last year, it just tanked. And cardboard, I think, was like basically break even. Now it's like they're paying like $20. So that's why I say
$20 would look like what?
$20 over the yellow seat. So like the yellow seat would be 35 over, so it'd be 55. So I don't understand all of that, but Josh understands it a lot better than me because that's his job. I hate to say it, I just want to know what I'm selling it for. I don't care what I'm buying it for. I just want to know what it's going out the door for. So right now, I think for what we're buying it from what is going out the door, it might be like a $20 difference. One time it was only like $5. It sucked, but it's just how commodity market works. So, like I said, if you want to do that and wait, and then you can act as a third party, I can give you his number, and then y'all can work all that out. Because, and I can tell you, if you bring it here, you're going to get paid more than if we go put a roll off there, or if we even do a bale route. And what we're doing, the bales, if they're bale, we'll go pick them up. But right now, because the market sucks, we're doing no charge, no pay, so we're not paying people, but he's not owing us either. But when the market goes up, it's a threshold, it's a trigger. When it gets to a certain thing, then that's when they start paying you on the bale route. So it just really depends on the customer, how much they're going to generate. Like, we've been trying to get, Landair has some that they've been sitting on, and I keep telling my sales rep, look, you need to go and pull the trigger because next month the market could go down. It could stay up, but it could go down too. So I'm just looking at the way we are right now. It's slowly hitching up, and I like to keep it that way. So that's why I'm trying to get all I can now in case it goes down. Right.
So I think right now, we're good. Whenever you ship a phone, you ship me a phone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking, once I go out here, to, I'm going to be, that's how I be looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I be like, you know, but I know that, you know, it's part of my, you know, what kind of thing I want.
It's relevant, but I ain't know, you know, yeah, how to do that.
Anyway, I come in, I get the cabinet, I get my record saved.
Yeah.
I put opening number down, so whenever I come, you know,
that'll work. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let my
plastic, this PT.
Yeah. This goes to clear pass. So this is what we get out. Once again, we bring it in, people, we pay people, we sort it, and then we turn around and sell it. I mean, we make, you know, they say one man's trash is another man's treasure. That's exactly what it is. So what I do is I'm gonna call my sales rep. We're gonna finish out the week with my man. And then starting next week, I'll give you a call. Are you in the area or?
I'm in the area.
Okay, so we can do one or two things. I can call you whenever I get some, or you can just come by once a week. Only thing I'll say is come before 4:30 so we can get an inventory and get the check.
Okay, cool.
All right? But I'm gonna go in here because I didn't bring my phone. I'm gonna share the contact with you. You can call him and tell him you came and talked and you're interested in, tell him what you do, and you'd be having cardboard coming across of it.
Right.
And want to see about working out kind of something similar to
But that'll help me out.
The whole, what I got going on.
Right.
If I can clean up their whole facility, I'm in a better shape.
The only thing I ask when y'all come to pick up the pallets, how this vest?
No, what's that?
In the end,
what's that?
Do any of that shit matter?
We on.
When, fuck these kids. She talked to me like that. In the end, when I'm dead, does any of that shit matter? Hell no.
Yo, fuck United States.
Fuck the continents. Fuck the ocean, the stars. Fuck the whales. Moon.
Fuck silverback gorillas.
Fuck the dinosaurs that live.
Fuck Google.
Okay. Fuck Bixby. Fuck all of them.
Fuck Bitcoin.
Siri. Fuck you, Siri.
Fuck money.
Fuck all that. Fuck houses, cars, living in the sewer. Fuck the sewer.
Fuck child support.
Okay.
Fuck
the court system. Fuck the IRS. Fuck the police.
Fuck the DEA.
Fuck the kids.
Fuck Tipsy Hoy.
Okay. Fuck peanut butter. Fuck jelly.
Fuck
sausage. Fuck them people.
Fuck corn.
I'm tired of people.
That's fake.
Fuck you. Just fuck you.
Fuck the galaxy.
Okay.
Fuck the Milky Way.
Fuck the damn roller coaster.
Fuck Six Flags.
Okay. Fuck Adventure Island.
Fuck the
goddamn. Fuck Bush Garden.
Fuck the goddamn president.
Okay. Fuck Michelle Obama. Fuck the bombers.
Fuck.
Hey, fuck the tough.
Fuck Black Lives Matter.
Fuck White Lives Matter.
Fuck
Matter. Fuck.
Trying to understand somebody.
Everything, man.
So what made Houston grow more than where is that? I mean, where like what made it get even more worse to be down there when it came to?
Well, over there is a lot of restaurants. Restaurants full of restaurants. You everywhere you go, restaurants. Yeah, anywhere, man. I can't believe it. Because you know a lot of people oil. You know they have a lot of business about that. In the, but that is the business over there, you know. Now the people they are moving in how do you call it this could you deliver the food?
Yeah, delivery.
Like Amazon, these things too, you know. They are making a lot of money. They are making good money. You know, yeah, the people they are moving. Because this city is growing, but the people there make good money.
So, what made Houston grow compared to the 40 years when you first got there? Like, what sped up population? What made it get busier? Because California, you leave California.
Yeah, I know. I've been in California for maybe one.
I heard a lot of California people moved to Houston.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of Louisiana people moved to Houston.
Yeah, you know, because it's too expensive. California is too expensive. In Houston, it's not expensive, but you find job. You know? You find job, and you if you want to work two shifts, man, it depends on you. You know,
it's
I used to work 16 hours before over there. I never stopped. I used to work as taxi too.
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, yeah, I worked a taxi, you know, and I worked like for 2 weeks, and then. I quit, and then I try another, always try something, you know?
Right.
And then I open business, you know? But it's not only this. I buy and selling cars, too. Sometimes, like right now, I was looking with my daughter, where can I find used car to resell it back in Houston?
Yeah. Right.
But over here it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I found a several pickup trucks. They want $9,000-$10,000. No, it's too expensive.
How much y'all sell a car? I mean, how much you can buy a used car down there?
Well, it's like if this pickup truck, like $9,000. If I found this pickup truck by around $2,000 over here or $3,000, I can sell it over there $7,000.
Where you find cars for $2,000? That's that type of car?
Yeah. Look, my daughter, I buy a Lexus. Did you see that? Yeah. I paid for that $1,000
in Houston. Where you find cars like that for
$1,000? That's what I'm saying. You need to go around and look. Somebody maybe he's in a hurry to he need money and he want to sell his stuff. You know. So sometimes I don't like the guy. He told me, man, you know, I want to sell my car. I need money. He said, how much you want? Give me $1,000. Okay, deal.
Does that car look clean in there?
Yeah. And I already make the paper over there, and I ordered. They're gonna send me the title. We went to the court. In the court, they found that this is his car.
So you drove the car from Houston there.
Yeah.
And it was just that good.
Oh man, this car, man, you can't believe 82,000 miles.
1,000 miles.
Yeah. Nah, it's the Lexus.
One was down here selling cars about the same amount. They selling a used car lot.
Like. You know, somebody over there, they offered me $7,000 over there. And this car over here, maybe you can find it for $9,000. If you see the mileage, it's 80,000. Man, inside is pretty nice. Everything is okay. That's the point over there, you know. Before, back in 95, I used to buy cars, you know, in Sanville, Missouri. I went to Ohio. I went to Iowa, too, to buy cars in Maine. I went to Maine all the way up there. I used to ship in cars because I am from next to Mexico, you know, and I used to sell in cars in Guatemala, too. So I used to find very cheap cars in the street. Sometimes in some houses, they keep their car for, they don't want it anymore. They want, oh, I want to sell it for $400. Okay, I make the deal, you know.
But how are you going to, you just be riding through the neighborhood and then see shit? Or you go online?
No. Like online? No, I don't know how to use this.
So you just ride around and somebody have a car just sit.
Yeah, I don't know how to use this like online, nothing. Man, I wish I to learn this, you know, because too many people, they buy cars online and in Amazon or Facebook or Google, something like that.
Yeah.
And especially, I'm telling you something, I don't speak English like you.
Right.
You can communicate quick with somebody else and do business. Like me, man, it's kind of hard. Sometimes I stay a little bit back because I say, no, I can't understand some words, you know. No, otherwise I can make money, a lot of money, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I say always thanks God, you know, because, you know, I become Christian in Houston, Texas. Okay. You know, before back home, when I used to live, when I was 20 in my country, I never listened to my mom, my dad, always they are telling me, hey, don't spend your money, but I don't listen to them, you know? I feel like I can do myself.
Right.
One day, me and my friends, we decided to come to Mexico.
Right.
You know, from Guatemala to Mexico, to cross the border from Guatemala to Mexico is very dangerous. And we crossed the border in Mexico because we are Spanish, you know? Sometimes they think I'm Mexican, but I'm not from Mexico.
I would have thought, just going off what you talk, how you talk, you know, they speak Spanish. You going to Greyhound or the train station?
No, the Greyhouse.
Greyhound, I got you.
Yeah.
But you're going to the train station. And I would have thought you was Mexican.
No. You look, people from El Salvador, from Honduras, from all of Central America, Latinador, all of them, we look like Mexican.
So what's the difference, like, okay, so what's the difference between a Mexican, a Colombian, or that whole part of the region, how y'all just, you know, tell each other?
It's the way we talk, you know? And in Guatemala, we use different accent. Salvadorian, they have different accent. Puerto Rican, they
so
have
different. So basically, like me knowing somebody from Texas and Florida.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it'd be like, "What's up, mine?" To, "Hello."
Yeah.
Type shit. Okay.
Like Texas. Yeah. It's like.
Like around here, we now here in Texas versus New Orleans. Be like, "You heard me." You know how New Orleans talk or Louisiana?
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell the difference between Texas and Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? Or L.A. and Texas type stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning a lot of things, you know, about street war, you know. I learn a lot, you know, and then I hear some people from California, they're laughing about Texans. Texas, they're laughing about California.
Yeah.
And I say, why are you laughing? It's the same language. It's like me and a Mexican. We never laugh because we want to learn from them.
Oh, shit.
The Mexicans, they want to learn from my country.
Shit.
Yeah. So we are like, you know, trying to...
Nah, I ain't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, either you like it or...
Yeah. You're right. If you don't like it, you don't use it, you know?
They talk shit about it like...
Like me.
So what happened is a lot of the people from the west or up north look at the south as slow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know why. There's always been that mistake. Like anybody from, if you go up north, so you start from Virginia, Delaware, all them states like that.
Yeah.
And then you go out west or out to Chicago, they think that everything below the belt is, you know, okay. Or you're hard, ho, you know what I'm saying? But that's not true until they actually leave and come down here and realize it's like, okay, that's the same as.
Yeah.
And the survival to live down south is way worse than the survival to live in the West Coast and or to live in New York. Like, they just expensive to live there. But other than that, they got everything that you need. Down here, we got to come up with how to get around, how to get our money. We still got to learn how to actually cook food, you know what I'm saying? Chop up animals. Like, I mean, Texas, you may not be doing it, but I guarantee you, somebody still got a hog plant or some shit like that chopping up the animal. You're not doing that in New York. You're not doing that in West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not doing... See, they're not going to start no car wash business because they can't do it. Like how we can start a car wash business down here.
Yeah.
So the way we progress is way different. But because how we talk, they think we'll be slower than them.
Yeah.
I never understood that. Like,
You know, this is in Texas, people, they are opening a lot of car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, they have very nice cars, man. You know, I'm telling you, people that are working hard, they're trying to make their own cars, you know, nice cars, you know, and they're open car wash dealers like me. Look, I'm selling cars, but I mean, I'm kind of slow because the language, you know.
Right.
Otherwise, I could be a millionaire long time ago. But that's what I'm telling my daughter all the time. This is your language, Jennifer. You need to learn. You need to be smart in USA. She was at the Houston University.
Mm.
4 years and she quit. She said, you made me spend. One day I opened an account for $40,000. I opened an account and she's spending in like 3 weeks this money.
To do what?
With all the girls. She got a bunch of girls.
Oh, Lord.
You know, and she spent the money. The bank called me, hey, you don't have money anymore. And I was like, what? $40,000, man?
Like, what
it's
did
not
you buy?
Easy to make. Yeah.
Right. That ain't easy to get back in 2 days. Like, yo.
Now she's learning because she went to, she was in North Korea. Now she's over here. And then she said, no, I need sometimes when I need to get something, I have to ask a favor for somebody else. And I just listen. I'm just listening, you know. She went over there because she went to get her driving license. But she don't know that I have another extra car. You know, I buy this car to resell it. But when she went over there, can I get it? Can I have it? Okay, I give it to you. I told her, you know.
Right.
Now, I'm worried because she don't know how to drive. She got driver license, you know. She already passed the test.
Yeah.
But still,
she going to be learning up here.
Yeah.
Versus husband driving back there and knowing how to drive around.
Yeah, to drive like the way I was driving, you know, on the way over here. No. She's not ready for that. Like I driving like 100 miles per hour when I came over here.
Right.
You know, but she's not ready for that. I told her, you need to drive 45, 50.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, even though this is a small town, they don't play no games about driving here. So... definitely getting a wreck quick down this motherfucker. So she definitely got to learn quick. This ain't no Like, if she learned how to drive here, she'll be able to drive in Houston. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if she don't get it right here, she'll be out of a car before she even make it back to Houston. Because we got to remember, it's everybody here. People from Texas, people from New Orleans, people from all the big cities. Yeah. We all down here drive just like we were and back at home. So with that being said, it's more aggressive because you got Chicago drivers. You got Minnesota drivers. You got somebody in a small hit big country town driver. So if she's driving, the person in front don't know that they got to make a left. Right? Or she could be driving and she need to make a left, but she done slammed on a brake. You know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I see many times over here. Oh, when you turn a lot of left. Sometimes you need to make left over here. She wasn't the, how do you call it when she's listening the phone?
Oh.
Yeah. And they say, make a left over here. I was telling her, you cannot make left over here. Look, a lot of traffic is coming. and behind you, a lot of cars coming. Go anywhere. You prefer go another block. And come back, but don't do that to what the phone say to you. Always
see,
be careful.
See, that's definitely the key right there.
That's what I was telling you, know, man. You know, I was worried yesterday when she, because I spent one night in the hotel. Yeah. But, how much I owe you, man?
Appreciate you, man.
You're welcome, man. Thank you very much for your help. And...
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, man.
Man, come back and check us out.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Be careful, buddy.
Yeah. Ha. This shit right here is not a game, nigga.
Fat fucker.
Mr. 910.
My nigga, though.
JTL. Lifestyle lane, JTL is the game. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Y'all style lane, JTL is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Fuck y'all, yeah. Walked in, I'm the man, feeling. Pump Sam, push, loud band, feeling. Never land, no Peter Pan, nigga. Let's get this understood. Like, listen and stood. Bitches, old news, like yesterday, paper. We the going up, more to combat, Sega. I'm Alpha and Omega, A to W, used the plan to get rich. Can't quit my sickness, spread the feet, chubby, eat the lead and say,
Lifestyle lane, JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Y'all style lane, JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane.
Wonder why the niggas is hating on me. Is it cause I'm hustling like Mac, I'm getting cheese. Unlike your lanes, I'm just doing me. Chubby eat the best, Lil Wayne, I'm me. Hate a block is on, why you trying to be me? Fuck what you say, cause nigga, you ain't me. Doing it since I'm younger, now you trying to copy me. Swag on full, why you trying to sneak a pee? I don't understand, that's just how it be. I'm the new shit, y'all niggas last week. How you gonna talk like you on the bit stream? All the shit you done, I did times three.
Chubby eat, fuck these niggas. Get your money up. Get red like ice sand. What the fuck?
Shout out to JTL, my niggas. Money game the building. No worries. I love my haters.
Nicky and last night catch up with me. Step in the kitchen, but can't stand the heat. FG money game the best you'll see. Be that then I tell you these niggas dear me. Hating on Chubby because the streets want me.
You know I fuck with you.
the long way to get me high like. All day roll up the smoke, then she fucked me in the hallway. Guess what she said as she left? The text shoot, cause that lane. JTF is the name. I'm here to take over the motherfucking game. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Get the fuck out my lane, yeah. Y'all style lane, JTF is the name.